Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Sain. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sain. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Aberson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Chipman. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cavaretta. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick takes first base on ball four. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller strikes out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Holmes moves to third. McCormick moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Holmes scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball four. McCormick moves to third. Elliott moves to second. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McCormick who is chasing the ball. Waitkus reaches third base with a triple. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Waitkus scores. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta bunts towards the mound. Sain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Averson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Littwiller strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averson throws the ball into Sturgeon, who tags McCormick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Elliott moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Averson. Culler reaches second base with a double. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-for-1 in the game. Sain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culler scores. It's 2-1, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sain moves to second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Averson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 0-for-1 in the game. Averson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McCormick, who is chasing the ball. Averson reaches third base with a triple. Waitkus goes all the way around to score. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averson scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheffing hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Littwiller hits a fly ball into left field. Averson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Massey for a passed ball. Waitkus moves to second. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards first. McCormick catches it and throws to second to double up Waitkus. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chipman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Culler bunts for an out with unknown description. Ryan moves to second. One out. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Holmes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.